This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The cover story for Christianity Today is about marketing Christianity. And the author of the article points out that Jesus is not a brand like Starbucks. The Bible is not a trademarked thing that we use in our marketing. And the cross isn't a logo like the golden arches of McDonald's. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. I want to share with you a powerful statement here that summarizes this whole message, if we could bring that up. Jesus is the final word from God about Himself. You ever talked about somebody and say, well, he's got the last word on this issue? Well, she's an expert in this field and she's got the final word or last word. Jesus is the final word from God about Himself. In these last days, God spoke to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I read about a young 19-year-old boy that came from Haiti. This 19-year-old boy came from Haiti to the United States. He was met by some people from the United States who were really impressed with his spiritual depth, and they said, we want you to come back with us to our country, paid for him to come back to speak in the United States. And I want you to listen to the description of this young man. A whole new world opened up to him coming to the United States. He had never slept on a bed with two sheets. Think about that. Never in his life had he slept on a bed with two sheets. He had never had three meals in one 24-hour period. The most he'd ever eaten was two meals in one day. And some of us eat four and five and then dessert and then a late dessert. You know what I mean. And he'd never had more than two meals in a 24-hour day. He had never used indoor plumbing. He had never had a McDonald's hamburger. While traveling through the United States, he made many new friends, and at the end of his six-week visit, his sponsors hosted a farewell dinner in his honor. After dinner, several people offered warm remarks, saying goodbye to him. And then they asked the young man from Haiti, would you like to say something? Yes, I would, he said. I thank you so much for inviting me here. I've really enjoyed my time in the States, but I'm also glad to be going back to my home in Haiti. You see, you have so much in America that I'm beginning to lose my grip on my day-to-day dependency upon Jesus Christ. What a statement. You have so much in the United States that I'm beginning to lose my grip on my day-to-day dependency upon Jesus Christ. I want to ask a personal question just of you, not the person next to you. What is it in your life that is aiding the process of loosening your grip on your day-to-day dependency upon Jesus Christ? You know what it is. Your spouse may not even know what it is, but there's something perhaps in your life that's causing you to lose your dependency, your day-to-day dependency on the Lord Jesus Christ. It can be a thing. It can be a bank account. It can be a job. It can be a career goal. It can be a person. It can be a house. It can be anything. I've been around a lot of people at death, and I can honestly tell you, I've never heard anyone ever in 30 years in the ministry calling upon a relative when they died that I can remember. I've never heard anyone call on their bank account, and I just call on my portfolio right now, and I just find great comfort in that. But I can tell you time after time, being around people who have passed, I've heard people just say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, be with me. I've heard people say, Jesus, take me home. Take me home. Why? That's where the power is.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.